All right, Riders fans, if you were with us on the Cacique pregame show yesterday, you heard part one of our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview with Keith Jones II. We've got part two coming up. Let's take a listen into that conversation. Was there a moment where you felt like you settled at the AA level and you noticed that confidence was there for you?
Definitely the last 2 weeks. I think we were at Midland, then we came home that last week. Can't even remember who we were playing. But Midland that week was like kind of the turnaround for me of just like, okay, like I got it. Like I'm figuring it out. I've adjusted. I remember like I first got here, had a little success. Then I kind of hit the slumps a little bit, was up and down. But that week in Midland was like, okay, like I see it. I know what I'm trying to do. I can stick with what I'm trying to do. It plays. It works. But that was the moment it kind of turned. It was like, okay, like I can hit.
When you're going through a slump like you just mentioned, where do you go in your mind to not go too far into the rabbit hole of getting on yourself about it?
That was definitely the biggest hurdle from last year. I hit that hurdle, like I said, when I got here. It was like, man, I'm beating myself up. You know, I'm like, the bat's my tool. It's not going right now. We're hammering all this defensive stuff, and I'm just in my head about everything, and it just kept spiraling, and it just went to where I had to go back to, like, kind of being a kid and just being like, okay, back to high school, when you show up, you're hitting a bucket of wiffle balls, maybe have 15 swings before the game, and it's just like, all right, go be on time for whatever the dude is throwing, and that's kind of the way I've learned to get out of it, you know. Of course, it's hard to stay in that mode, but when those days come, when I am slumping, it's just a matter of, like, okay, go get on the fastball today. Like, it doesn't matter about, you know, the pre-work, all of that stuff is going to be what it is. But when I step into that box, game mode has to be on, and I have to be on time for this fastball that's coming at me.
What was Kid Keith like?
I'd say the same as me, man. I don't think I've changed much. I'm still a kid at heart. I'm just trying to have fun. That dude probably had a little bit more fun than me. But no, man, it was just trying to have fun, man. I was doing anything. You couldn't get me out of the cage. Rain, shine, snow, didn't matter. I wanted to hit a baseball. So I'd say I'm pretty much the same now.
Well, you're following the career path that lets you do that. So I'd say it's a pretty good decision. You think your parents would agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I guess we can ask Pops next week. You know, we'll see him. So, but no, yeah, I definitely agree. I don't think much has changed. Still the same person, still the same smile, all of it. So
you hit that grand slam last year with your dad in the booth. That's one thing. But overall, what's it like playing in front of him?
For anybody who's seen us, you know, that's our relationship. That's my rock, man. Like, he's there all the time. We have our headbutts. He's giving me advice, forgets that I'm the one playing sometimes, all that. But nah, he's there for me 24/7, no matter what. There to give me a hug at the end of the game, good or bad. And you know, you need it, you know, and he'll always be there for me with that. So I appreciate him so much for that.
Best piece of advice he's ever given you is?
There's so much. I'd say that what makes a man isn't his, how he deals with the good things is how he deals with the bad. I say that's the best piece of advice he's ever given me.
The bad like a baseball slump.
The bad like a baseball slump. But no, definitely a baseball slump is nothing compared to the bad, but just in life. Like, how I respond to the bad is what's going to make the man. So I say that's the best piece of advice he's ever given me.
Well, that's Keith Jones II on the Cacique pregame show. Keith, thank you for the time.
Thank you.
So grateful to Keith Jones II for once again sitting down with us on the Cacique pregame show. We've got more coming up after a quick break. Stay tuned. Starting lineups next, presented by Baylor Scott and White Health. We'll be back in a bit.